Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Now, over the past year or so, I have absolutely loved all the stories that come from Katie's dating life because it's just generally a cluster.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
No, it really doesn't. There's some weird dudes out there. And she came in with this story the other day. I was like, oh my God, we got to talk about this on the air.
Yeah,
the floor is yours.
It happened a couple weeks ago. I've just been hanging on to it. But I was seeing this guy, and we went on a couple dates. And so this one was the third date. So we went out to coffee the first one, went out to dinner, and then we went out to dinner again. And then after dinner, he was just like, you know, we talk a lot about the side things that we do, right? So he's a musician. He likes to make music, sing, play his guitar, and stuff like that. And I'm into it, right? So he told me that he kind of has like a set, if you will, like he performs for people. And so I was interested, and he was just like, well, do you want to come back to my place and I can play you the songs that I, and I was just like, yes, like I want to hear you play your guitar. Yeah. I want to hear you sing. So he had
swoon.
Me. Yeah, exactly.
Like swoon.
He knew what he was doing, right? And so we had kind of
made
the plan.
He's cute.
Like him. So we made the plan where he was going to go back to his house. He was going to have a little concert sesh, right? And then maybe just watch a movie and hang out a little bit more. So we left the restaurant, and I drove to his house. We met at his house, and he said he had to go use the shower first, right? So he goes up, and he jumps in the shower, and I'm sitting on his couch, and I just, like, I got kind of cold. Now, just a little backstory, I was wearing flats, so I didn't have any socks on. And so he was in the bathroom.
Thank
and
you for
I
letting
kinda,
us know about
well,
your
I'm
shoe
saying
choice.
That, I'm saying that because I didn't have any socks on, so my feet were
funny.
Cold while I was sitting at his house.
You and look good in flats, too.
Thank you. I asked him if I could wear a pair of his socks because my feet were cold. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, just grab them. They're in the top drawer. And so I was just like, okay. So I went into his bedroom, and I opened the top drawer. And why this man let me in there, I don't know, but... Sitting in his top drawer, right on the top, is a hatchet.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hatchet.
Yeah.
I like.
And you guys weren't in the forest.
There's no forest
no
around
forest.
Us. We're in
it's
the
Parker.
Tech center.
No. Like,
it was crazy. Huh. So anyway, it just completely caught me off guard. I forgot about the concert. I forgot about my feet being cold, and all I wanted to do was get out of there. Immediately, I felt like. In danger for some reason, like seeing that hatchet on top of all of his socks, I was just like, what is happening
it's
here?
It's going to hack you up. Yeah.
I know. Like immediately that's what my mind goes to.
Well, yeah,
so,
red flag all of a sudden.
Yeah,
right? And beep, beep, beep. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Again, that was a couple weeks ago and he gets out of the shower. I'm sitting on the couch, sockless, by the way. So he knows something
still
happened.
Still in your flats.
I did not put any socks on, but I was kind of like... Then my attitude changed.
Right?
Like the dynamic changed. It's hard not to just fake that, you know? So I told him, I was just like, you know, my stomach kind of hurts. I don't know if that dinner just isn't sitting with me quite right, but I think I need to go home. I was like, let's call it a night, blah, blah.
He's like, but I showered.
I know. He was ready. Like he had his guitar strap on. He was ready for a concert. And
I'm
I
all
felt
clean
kind of
to
bad. I know. But right in the middle of my crescendo, Katie, I felt bad. I did feel a little bad. But at the same time, my safety is paramount. And so I left. This man has texted me multiple times trying to get together again. And I just...
You're worried about the hatchet,
I'm
essentially.
I'm worried about the hatchet.
Good
like,
God.
I don't know what the hatchet Katie. Was. I don't know what it means. Like,
you
was
got
he?
A nice guy again.
Yeah.
Good guy. Singer. Sexy, right?
He's wearing his
nice super face. Sexy.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him. Good looking guy.
Yeah.
He's into you.
Yeah.
There was no, from what I understand off the air, like no pressure with you coming back to the house for any expectations.
Oh, no. I was the one who said, well,
right.
Hey, why don't you show me your songs? Like,
gentlemen in that aspect, right?
Yes.
And then this.
Well, could be an axe murderer is a big one, though. Like, that's a big thing on the list. Come on. Like,
do you
why
know,
else?
I don't want to get into like a firearms conversation. Do you know like if he has guns in the house instead?
No,
I mean, because like, everyone's, I'm thinking just it's there for self-defense.
No, because we talked about that. Like just like having, you know, and he does have that kind
you
of
You know
stuff.
His background
like,
when it comes
exactly,
to that kind of stuff.
Like he is protected at his house. He doesn't need a hatchet to protect himself. What's that?
Such a
random
thing.
That's the thing too, is like the dresser, if you're looking at the layout of the apartment, yeah. is like the farthest thing from the door.
Yeah, wouldn't you want it close to you?
If somebody's getting into my apartment,
gotcha.
Like under
it's a nightstand hatchet.
Yes.
You don't want a sock drawer hatchet, you want a nightstand hatchet.
I'm not gonna run across the room to grab my conveniently placed hatchet. Yeah.
So what is your wanna get like advice on this, or are you just telling your story?
Well,
or?
No, I kinda wanna know. Like, is this
are you being crazy or not?
Can I ask him what was the hatchet for? Or, you
do
know,
you bring it up? Because then you kind of are letting him know that you were snooping, or was it just right there?
Well, it was right on top of his socks. Like, again, if he goes to his sock drawer and opens it and sees a hatchet.
I got to ask you, did you open up the drawer underneath and see if there was duct tape and
I
a plastic
know.
Bag in there?
I didn't know.
Any rope?
That, no.
Any rope in this
drawer? Maybe I should have done that. That should have been my next
It's odd.
Move.
I'll give you that.
It is.
Like, really odd. Yeah. To have that just in a drawer.
Yes. And so my question, I guess, is should I have asked him about it? Because I didn't. He's asked me to go hang out again, and I'm just like, I'm still not fit. My stomach still hurts. Like, it's been 3 weeks. But I just feel like that hatchet.
You feel awkward. All right.
That is enough of a red flag for me to be like,
I don't think
the
so.
Next one.
I
you
think
don't
it's,
think so.
I think it's fine. It's a dude. He's got a hatchet. What's the big deal? Good guy, respectful, good looking, plays the guitar, and you were pretty Twitter-pated, it sounds like. Even
Again,
more so off the air when you were talking about
I know,
him. Like,
but you're
like, I think this guy, there might be a future here. So.
You are completely breezing over the could have been an axe murderer.
Yeah,
part.
See, I'm
you,
more on that
really,
side.
Thank you.
I'm team
nutty like a squirrel.
Hatchets go in the garage.
Hatchets go in the garage.
They grow in the garage.
Let's open up the phone lines. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Do we even want to take calls on this? I don't know. It's just
I think
one of the more ridiculous stories that you've come up with.
This is my life, though.
I know, but this is
you
real
You can't
life.
Make this up. Like, this is I found a hatchet
Do we
in
want
sock
calls?
Drawer.
I don't know.
Call now.
Do we have to? I don't think anyone's going to even care about this. But
okay.
Here is Shannon. Hi, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So what side are you on? Are you on side keep dating or on side get chopped up?
Keep dating and just ask him about it.
Is it that simple?
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Okay. So maybe I'm from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So like this isn't like an absurd thing to me. Like, people have all sorts of weird, like, hunting-type crap all over their house all the time, like, back home. So I just wouldn't be that concerned.
Okay.
Is he a hunter?
I don't, like...
Probably not.
Again,
he plays guitar in, like, coffee shops.
Yeah, I don't know if hunter's actually up his...
But does he go hiking? I was like, because how big... Because if it's small, it could be used to, like, trim branches away if he's outdoorsy and he goes hiking and stuff like that.
That's actually a good point. I mean,
or does he just hike around like
chat? Just shoot him a text and be like, hey.
But how easy she's going to be like, hey, what's up with your hatchet? And he's like, oh, I just keep it there for protection when really he chops people up with it.
I know.
He's not going to say, I chop up people with it.
I'm a big true crime person. Like, I love true crime.
Yeah.
I don't think this is as big of a deal.
All right.
I think you can just ask him.
All right. So you're on site.
This is the only red flag. If there were other red flags leading up to this, that would be different. But he sounds like he's been great up until the hatchet.
Up until the hatchet. All right, Shannon, we are putting you on side of keep dating. All right?
There's thank you, Shannon. Shannon.
Thank you so much, Shannon. We have a ton of calls to get to. Dakota. Hi, Dakota.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Are you on side keep dating or get chopped up?
I'm side keep dating because I'm very, very on the side of the first caller. I, too, opened up sock drawer to put socks away in the hubby's dresser, and I have found a hatchet in there, and it is something that we had used for small game hunting. And so I'm like, okay, well, why is it in your sock drawer? So I'm assuming he unpacked a backpack and was like, I don't know what to do with this, and just kind of yeeted it into a spot and just kind of went about his day.
Instead of leaving it in a garage or a car or it was in a sock drawer. What was the answer with your husband? Why was it in a sock drawer?
I honestly, he's like, it's in the sock drawer.
You just assumed that he unpacked a backpack and put it in there instead of putting it away.
I find hunting stuff everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You open up a drawer and there's things that I'm not going to talk about on the radio. Yeah. Because
there's the eyeballs of a deer in there.
Well, yeah, you make a good point, though. Like, if they just don't put it back in its place and you just put it somewhere, like, guys do that.
Yeah, it could be a part of a hobby he just started getting into, and it was just kind of like, this kind of is an awkward thing to be sitting on my dresser. I'm going to put it somewhere out of sight just so, you know, I don't freak people out, and he just decided it's sock drawer.
Okay, Dakota, you're convincing me a little because you're still here and you found a hatchet. So,
but blink twice if you're in danger, exactly, Dakota. Blink twice. Right. All right, I've got her down for keep dating. That is two for keep dating. We got Jan on the line. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
Hey. Are you on side keep dating or side get chopped up?
I'm a side run away.
Okay. Tell me
absolutely
why,
absolutely not. The other two answers I don't buy. I mean, the second one, maybe if he's the kind of guy who really does not put stuff away, if his apartment is just kind of messy where he lives, if it's like, yeah, there's stuff thrown around. And if he is a big hunter, sure. If he's a big outdoorsy guy, it doesn't sound like he is. It sounds like he's a mild, mellow,
no,
hang out in the house. That is strange to me. Very, very strange. I would not be with that guy again.
I think I'm with you.
I wouldn't ask him about it, but I would say, you know what? I just am not really into you right now, but good luck, whatever. But I would be straight with him, but not like, why is there a hatchet in your drawer? He's not going to tell you the truth if he says chop.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's like, I just like to chop arms off of people. No big deal. All right, Jan with Runaway, I'm going to put you under chopped up.
Jan with the voice of reason.
Thank
right?
you, Jan.
Like, yeah.
I know exactly what you need to do.
What?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Morning, JKJ.
Hey, buddy. So do you want Katie to get chopped up, keep dating, run away? What's your deal?
Man, she ain't getting chopped up. A, she said it already. It was a nice, shiny hatchet. That is not a murdering tool.
Okay.
And I was telling Josh, when I got home, I go road tripping to my mom and dad's. They live up in the mountains. I concealed carry. I go home, unload my backpack, undress, laundry basket, and my conceal goes right in my sock drawer almost 100% of the time.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right.
So, I mean, and I have a hatchet that goes on my, I have hunting gear also. I have a hatchet. And if I was, it's just a tool that's going to be put, and if it's shiny and beautiful, like you said, it's in a nice soft drawer. It's nothing to be concerned about.
What if it's shiny and clean because he just got done lopping the fingers off somebody and he cleaned it up?
Yeah, he was wiping off his fingerprints.
And he polished it.
I don't think he's going to be polishing to take out Katie.
You don't want any blood on there, Kelly.
I don't see it.
She's so charming, Kelly. I would never chop Katie's fingers off.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly. I got Kelly under keep dating. Yeah. Just don't worry about it.
But he makes a good point, too. Like, if you just get home. That's the thing, though, is this guy, I don't know if, like, when I think about his apartment, if it was super messy, right? Because that's what you would think, a guy who just threw it in the sock drawer. Like, he doesn't put things away. I don't know.
The placement is what throws me off.
We are so behind on time. We can maybe do one more. Hi, Bree.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. So what do you think Katie should do about this dude?
I don't see it as a red flag at all. Honestly, now I feel weird. I don't hunt or anything like that, but 10 years ago, I went to Cabela's, and my friends and I were there, and I bought a gator machete because I live by myself.
Yeah.
And I've had that for 10 years in my bedroom. It's never been used. Don't worry. Nobody's been hurt.
Well, thank God. Thank God you've never had to use the machete.
It's an unused machete.
Unused machete, but I've had it in my room for 10 years, and it's a big machete, and I do get some weird looks here and there, but, I mean, it doesn't – I don't know. I have it just in case, but that's it. Like, I don't think it's weird.
Who are you getting the weird looks from? All the dudes in your bedroom or what?
Sometimes my friends will come to my bedroom and they're like, why do you have this? For what are you preparing for? I'm like, nothing. I don't know. It looks cool.
Yeah.
You're like, just don't piss me off,
right? I'm
ladies.
A ninja.
Exactly.
All right, Bree. So we're putting you on side keep dating, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Bree. Thank you so much for calling. Be safe out
there. Yeah.
Thank you. I will with the machete. I will be safe.
You got it. She's ready.
Appreciate you guys. We are way behind on time. Everybody else on hold, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate you. Katie, I think the consensus here from everybody that called in was keep dating. I suggest you just take him axe throwing.
I know.
See
right?
how he handles the axe. Yeah. Maybe it is, maybe he is on the side of he's a professional axe thrower or something too. You know, maybe he does that on the weekends.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I don't, and I didn't ask, so now my mind is running crazy. So yeah.
God, I hope he is a professional axe thrower. How neat would that be? I'd want
to
hang out with him.
Reach out to him and just, you know, just see.
The consensus on the text line is also just talk to him about it and give him another chance. So
okay.
Just let us know when you do that. So if we don't see you the next day, we know where you were.
Yes.
Give us his name, his number.
Yeah.
And then we know.
You're going to be in several places.
Oh, no, Josh.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about.
I know.
But give him another chance.
Hey,
give him another chance.
It's going to be great.